Did you expect to be the single biggest feature of the Democratic debate last night?
I did not. But it was really important for me to force the discussion on what true socialism is in our country. And I wanted to launch this new PAC that I've been working on for the last several months. And I'm glad that it's been received well across the country.
The reception has been, it's been huge. I mean, you were number two on Twitter trends when I got up this morning, completely organic, which is, that's huge. The motivation behind the New Faces GOP PAC, does this have any relationship to, in your experience in the last election against Jim Costa, seeing so many conservatives moving to a declaration of no party preference instead of Republican? Is there a connection there?
Yeah, there's a huge connection, right? It's for the genesis of New Faces GOP, it's very simple for me. Republicans have the right message on all of these key issues, but we don't have messengers who can reach out to sort of key blocks of voters. So in many ways, we're at this disadvantage. I want to find the next generations of Republican leaders and help elevate them so that we can make sure that we continue to grow as a party.
Well, and I think that you've assembled a really effective team. I mean, this is two ads and two absolute home runs. You're walking in Nancy Pelosi's shoe ad from the election. That was my favorite political ad in the last go round. Right now, you're neck and neck with Valerie Plame for my favorite in this go round. But one of the criticisms that has come out, and it seems to be exclusively on the left, of course, but one of the criticisms has been that you produced a violent ad. How do you respond to that?
Absolutely not. Do you want to know what incites violence? Socialism. My parents lived through a socialist regime that murdered millions of innocent civilians, and I will do whatever it takes to make sure that socialism does not come to the forefront of the United States of America that has provided the opportunities for my family to really live our American dream.
Talking with Elizabeth Hang exclusively here on the Philip Teresi Show on KMJ. Elizabeth Blake here. The response from AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, of course, I'm sure you were not surprised to see her respond on Twitter immediately. And what she said was, quote, "What you just watched was a love letter to the GOP's white supremacist case." Last I checked, you weren't white. Your reaction to that?
You know, I have been, you know, I'm not going to get into name calling fight with like anyone, let alone a sitting member of Congress. I put out an ad challenging AOC's socialist views, and she came back and called me a bunch of names. That really should tell you everything you need to know, right? You know, since this, I've been called some of the most horrible names, as you can imagine, in the last 24 hours. And I've been getting death threats from supporters of the radical left because that's what they do. That's who they are. That same mentality is what makes socialism so dangerous, conform or else. So I'm going to continue to promote, you know, the ideas against socialism of freedom and economic opportunity.
We have one major proclaimed longtime socialist in Bernie Sanders running for president. A couple of others that would not call themselves socialists on that Democratic dais last night in Houston, while others would call them socialists, but they're all Democrats. Have you gotten any response from any of the Democratic presidential candidates to that ad last night?
I have been a bit busy today. I haven't been able to go through all of my social media just yet. But this is the thing. We need to find, it's so important for me, for us to find the next generation of Republican leaders and elevate them so they can be the counter to the AOCs of the world. Because if not, if socialism continues to trend towards this sexy new object that people are making it out to be, and the face of it is Ms. Ocasio-Cortez and her squad, it's going to become mainstream and harder to battle out. And we have seen through the Democratic debate and the presidential, what's going on right now in the race, that every single one of them on that stage has had to trend far extreme to the left. Because otherwise, as we've seen in some of the conventions that they've held in California, if they say they're not a socialist, they get booed off of stage. So we need to provide that counter-argument.
Elizabeth Heng is our guest on News Talk 580 and 105.9 KMJ. Elizabeth, you've got your work cut out for you, and I think you know that, especially here in California. You've got an absolutely critical message that you want to share with the New Faces PAC, and you also seem to have found a absolutely brilliant creative team. I mean, like I said, this ad, the Costa walking in Pelosi's shoes ad, this is very clever stuff. And the Costa and Pelosi shoes ad was funny. How do you anticipate striking a balance with the need to keep the messaging appealing to as many people as possible while also hitting that absolutely essential point that socialism is poison?
You know, and right now, I think we have forced the discussion, right? Over the course of, over the year, we have given a pass to the individuals that continue to promote this ideology. And I plan to force that discussion. And I think that our team was able to do a very effective job last night. And I'm going to continue from there to talk about the dangers of us, of socialism in this nation. And time again, we have seen around the world how it doesn't work. And it is a personal this is personal for me. So I'm going to work as hard as possible. And, so if there's anybody who I'm looking for all the strong conservative leaders across, the Valley, the California, the country to spread our message. And I want to engage all people from all walks of life. They can go to newfacespac.com. Give me your information, and our team will reach out to you because we're fighting for the future of the country right now, that message needs to be spread.
It's a really interesting concept, and I think it's really a worthwhile effort on your part and the PAC's part. Elizabeth Heng joining us here on KMJ. Elizabeth, does this mean that you are the new face of the GOP, the up-and-comer? As it were, and if that is indeed the case, what's your next step? Are you running for another office in the near future?
You know, right now, I think just like when Facebook banned my ad campaign when I ran for Congress, I didn't anticipate that to happen. But I knew that when they did that, I had a huge opportunity to talk about conservative voices being stifled by tech giants. I also didn't anticipate being the counter right now to the ongoing socialism that is going on in our country. And so I'm going to work as hard as possible because I do believe that there's something bigger right now. Whether I'm in office or not, I believe freedom and economic opportunities is something that we need to continue fighting for. And whatever that looks like, I'm going to work on it.
Are you though considering running for a national office again?
I'm not opposed to running for office in the future, but right now my sole focus is focusing on this PAC and making sure that we can grow the future of the Republican Party in ways that we haven't done before, and that thinks outside the box, and that's why we decided to launch our new venture last night during the Democrat presidential debate.
Elizabeth Heng's our guest on KMJ. Elizabeth, I know we're running short on time here, and again, I appreciate you taking time out of a very busy day to be with us. As you move forward with the New Faces PAC, which, by the way, if you're interested in checking this out, newfacespac.com is the address. How much of your messaging is going to focus on an educational campaign about the dangers of socialism? How much of it is going to focus on the promotion of good conservative candidates in challenging races?
In challenging what?
Races. Conservative candidates who have a fight on their hands.
I will be supporting all the individuals out there that are promoting freedom and economic opportunity and fighting against socialism. And that will be a big part of this. Right now, I'm working on recruiting the right people the right people to really be able to identify those different walks that I was talking about earlier so that we can win we can continue our messaging out there.
Elizabeth, back to the commercial that you ran inside the National Democratic National Debate last night. Did you help in conceptualize that that commercial idea? And if so, did ABC give you any problems or any editorial flack for the what a lot of on the left are calling an inflammatory spot?
No, absolutely not. I guess the first question is, did I help conceive the concept of it? It was a collective effort with my team when we were sitting back and strategizing on this project that we wanted to work on together. So, yes, I was a big part of that. Second question was, did ABC give me flack? There were a lot of legal requirements I know that my team had to go through. I wasn't as involved with some of that, but they cleared every single legal requirement, and ABC approved the ad. Otherwise, it wouldn't have been able to get nationally.
Elizabeth, how much do you anticipate investing in legacy media where you have clear-cut rules and laws that you have to follow versus social media where you might run into what you did during the campaign with Facebook where you get banned because, frankly, people who just don't like you flag you? Are you looking at television and radio as a more serious path for your message?
I think I'm looking for all avenues of messaging, right? At the end of the day, I don't care how people get the message, how they learn about the evils of socialism, how we have to have strong conservative values so that we can have a stronger country and promote economic freedom. I'm happy to do any avenues in which is necessary, thinking outside the box, to make sure that we can get it out there as far as possible.
Elizabeth Hang, thank you for taking time for us this afternoon.
All right. Have a good day.